I would appreciate your prayers tonight. Very thankful to be here again this year. And we stand in need of the Lord's help always. So again, I'm not saying that lightly or as a part of getting started. I surely would appreciate your prayers. I have something on my heart tonight that I feel like is important. And I think that we can benefit from this if we'll pay attention to it. In the book of James, James 3 and 2 says, "For in many things we offend all. If any man offend not in word, the same is a perfect man, and able also to bridle the whole body. Behold, we put bits in the horse's mouth, that they may obey us, and we turn about their whole body. Behold also the ships, which, though they be so great, and are driven of fierce winds, yet are they turned about with a very small helm, whithersoever the governor listeth. Even so the tongue is a little member, and boasteth great things. Behold how great a matter a little fire kindleth. And the tongue is a fire, a world of iniquity. So is the tongue among our members, that it defileth the whole body, and setteth on fire the course of nature, and is set on fire of hell." I don't know how much that you've ever really considered that scripture and what it's saying, but it's a very powerfully written scripture. Has anyone in here ever been guilty of saying something that they shouldn't have said? Or maybe it would be easier to ask, is there anybody in here that hasn't done that? There'd probably be less answers on it. Probably we all recognize what this scripture is trying to say, that it is it's one of the hardest things to do if we're passionate at all, if anything means anything to us at all, if we dare to communicate with each other, if we live in society, or if we have home or family, or any interaction that we have, we're in danger of saying something we shouldn't say. The scripture says here, "Behold how great a matter a little fire kindleth." A great towering inferno is started by the striking of a match. It needn't be struck. But if it's struck and it begins to devour, it can grow. And this is what the writer has in mind here, is the how it will grow, and how responsible we are for it. You know, if you all follow the news, but folks out in California probably followed the news, somebody out there lit a fire a while back that burned up millions and millions of dollars worth of homes, and it didn't take but a strike of a match. Sometimes when I preach, somebody will come up to me afterwards and say, "What's the title of your message?" Well, tonight I'm going to dare to title it. It is "Put Out the Fire." Put out the fire, and I'm going to tell you, once it's an inferno, that's a tough thing to do. The writer here is warning of this small thing, this small matter that kindleth a great big thing. And he says, "And the tongue is a fire, a world of iniquity. So is the tongue among our members, that it defileth the whole body, and setteth on fire the course of nature." And I want to look a little bit at that. And I think we're all going to recognize this as for what it is. A fire is as indiscriminate as it can be. It will burn what it can when it gets to it. It just burns up. And it says that it sets on fire the course of nature. I hope that the Lord will help me to be able to instill into your mind tonight the gravity of this course of nature, or understanding what human nature is and what it's bound to do. Out of a sanctified life, definitely, but what nature we have and what how we respond. And the Lord happened to have made us in, we are in family units and groups. We are sect off to some degree in everything. I have a family that's called the Clevenger family. Brother Ivins is the Eck family, and there's two families there. And by nature, by the very nature of things, there's a natural way here. And I would say this, that if Brother Ivan and I get what happened to, we've always been close. We can testify to that. I love Brother Ivan. But if we was to have some kind of a disagreement about us, more than likely my group would stay with me. And his group would stay with him, and it's called the course of nature. And if I was to dare slander Brother Ivan, I would slander his whole family. But it would exponentially grow. And it's possible, because my group stays with me and his group stays with him, that as close as my sons are to his sons, we could actually rift him by a single strike of a fire. A single match could ignite the course of nature. I wonder how many marriages was dissolved, how many marriages was consumed and destroyed by simple words. By a word spoken at the wrong time. Folks, they hurt. They suggest more. They suggest that you don't respect me. In the course of nature, if I'm not respected, as a man, I want to be respected. As a man, I'm going to defend my wife and her honor. I'm going to, certain things, I'm not saying that it's right to do it all the time. I'm saying that this scripture is saying to us that the course of nature is involved in this. It doesn't stay by itself. And so when we understand that our language can set the course of nature on fire, folks, our world is on fire. Hatred is abounding. The groups are sectioning into groups, from political, from racial, for all of these things. They're being fired up all the time by words. People are hating each other that never met each other. People are despising each other by group settings and what you think and what you believe. And there's a fire that's burning, and it's in the course of nature. How many marriages? It's probably hard to say how many marriages started out by a simple disrespect or a simple word that caught fire, that caught on fire by the nature of it. It would be hard for me to treat my wife bad and not cause there to be the reaction on her family. Be impossible that it'd be something, because there's a natural course there. I wonder how many fathers lost respect of their children because the mother didn't respect him and talked about him. Listen, you don't need to talk about your spouse to anybody, but your spouse or a close counsel. I'm not saying that there's not times and situations, but what this scripture is talking about is setting on fire the course of nature till it is going to incite passions and things, and it doesn't stop. It can go generational. How many families have been broken and destroyed because of words? Just the simple words that are spoken, simple things that are said. Sometimes, oh, he's that way. Or he's got this way about him. Oh, that's the way his grandpa was. That's the way it is. And the course of nature is set on fire. How many communities do you think that has been a split? How many places? I mean, I have a neighbor, and my neighbor has family. And my neighbor has a way, and I have a way. Do you know just a small word can incite a huge course? And this says it's set on fire of hell. It ain't being set on fire of heaven.
Right.
Hell's involved in it.
Right.
And the passions and desires of the flesh and the work of the flesh and hatred and malice and all these things are being incited by words. How many congregations have been set on fire? How many times has somebody set allegiances? And somebody says something about somebody, and all of a sudden there's group. Where do you fall, brother? Well, I fall on this one. And I fall on this one. Well, my message tonight is there's a better way than that.
Right.
And there's something that the Lord wants us to do about that, about lighting that and getting it done. Why do we say what we say? I'm saying as a follower of Christ, as a Christian, what is my motivation to say what I say about anybody at any time? What should it be?
Let all be done.
Do all to the glory of God. Do all to the glory of God. Why would I, even if it's true, folks, why would I spread anything? What is the motive for me to spread any information that I got? Information is power, and power brings responsibility, which means I'm responsible for my knowledge and what I understand and what I've learned. I'm responsible for that. Why would make me tell anybody anything? What's the motivation? What should be the motivation? You remember when Jesus...
Yes.
Jesus did this quite a bit. I know he said some harsh things to some people. But do you remember the times like Mary or Martha comes to him one time and says, Master, tell Mary.
Yes.
Jesus didn't even let her entertain it before he set it down. He could have said, well, you know, I know her better than you do, and there is just a little lazy streak in there. You could incite passions and feelings and break it into sides, and I'm a Mary follower, I'm a Martha. And the Lord never, ever dealt with other people. He dealt with him. He dealt with Martha.
Yes.
Forget, Mary chose the good part. Martha, Martha. There was a man one time to come. You remember the man that comes to the Lord and says, my brother, would you tell him to split the inheritance? He didn't say, yeah, I know all about him. Listen, I've had my eye on him. He didn't light the course of nature on fire. He shut it down. And he told him, beware of covetousness. This is what's going to get you right here. You remember the men, the ones that came to the Lord and said, we caught this woman in the very act of adultery. Now, that meant that we don't have to argue about her guilt. You're not going to say that she's... There's no idea of her being innocent. We don't have to go through the... She said, he said, this said, let's get the evidence and what's guilty and what not. No, she was caught in the act, so we can eliminate that. And now, what do you say about this? The law says to stone her. What do you say about it? You remember the Lord's reaction? It's proven in the scriptures that the Lord knew the thoughts of men.
Yes.
And he knew what these men had been doing in their life. He knew what all of them done. And you know what he could have done? He could have set on fire the course of nature right there. He could have said, you, brother, this is what you did, and you did it with that his wife. And you did this, and you done it with that. And somebody's going to, I'll kill him for that. I'll do this. And he could have set on course.
Yes.
Or on fire, the course of nature. Jesus didn't set on fire the course of nature.
Right.
Jesus suppressed it.
Yes.
And he wrote on the ground.
Yes.
As if the others can't even read. But he wrote on the ground like they could know. They could know what it was. And he talked because to God be the glory. And he didn't set on fire the course of nature, but he cared for them too. He obviously cared for the woman. He knew where she had, but he could have lit her up. He didn't light her up. He suppressed it. And he suppressed these men and what they had done. He wasn't trying to set this on fire. Our world's on fire. And folks, we're in, what do we call it? The media age. Information age. We're in the right, you can write and say whatever you want. I mean, social media. We're in the social media age. What are you going to do with the social media age? Do you know there's people that just is always lighting on fire the course of nature? They're always stirring in aggravation. Always trying to get something going all the time. What should we be doing? What is our mission? What is our goal? What's our purpose as Christians? In this time, what can you say? What can you do in this day and time? Don't fan the flames of these passions. Don't get involved in all of these things of the world. That's not what the Lord wants us to do. So when I look at a scripture, I've found this curious in my lifetime a lot. I mean, looking at the scriptures, I've always wondered, and I think this is in the course of what this means, it's in 1 Peter, the 4th chapter. It says, above all things, 8th verse, and above all things have fervent charity among yourselves, for charity shall cover the multitude of sins. You know, I always was curious about that. Covering sin don't sound like a good thing. You're supposed to bring it out. That's not what it's talking about in that context. This is what it's talking about. Love has a quality to it. If my brother says something, I'm going to use Brother Dan. He has it. But if Brother Dan says something that I feel is like harmful to him or to others, what purpose would I have to inflame that into people's lives? Suppose it's said about me. I can tell. I mean, I think there's some people here that like me. I mean, they might like me enough that they wouldn't want him to say something about me. I don't know, but I could enhance that what he said, and I could bring that out, and I could set on course. I could set on fire the course of nature. I can get it rolling. It has to happen, folks. Nature has to happen the way it's set. It will happen the way it's set. People will do what they're going to do. And you can set that on fire. And people's passions will go. And it's going to be so harmful and so hurtful. And what does the Lord really want us to do? Fervent charity. Fervent charity will suggest to me, I'm not going to say anything. Lord, help me. If a great ship can be guided by a small helm, then Lord, help me to control my tongue to say the right thing. Lord, bless him. Help him. If it's wrong, help him to come over. If it's right, help me. I mean, Lord, help us that we have a responsibility in the things that we say. And we're in this world now. And for those that want to be more like Christ, this is a perfect place to follow that. Because this is what he did. He did not light on fire the course of nature. And we shouldn't light it on fire either. This is what this is talking about. There is going to be passionate sins that travel. They're going to go traveling when we get it right. It's going to be an inferno. Now, I heard this, not to be political, but it's people and it's passions. And people really need this. And there's been this struggling in our nation and in the world between the Israelites and Jews and the Palestinians and the Middle East and all this. And it's been there for a long, long time. And it's been inflamed. It's been inflamed. And I actually heard this. And I'm not taking sides. I'm just actually trying to bring out the idea of what we're dealing here with this. I actually heard that a textbook, a Palestinian teaching their children, actually was a textbook, and all they said in their textbook, I can't verify this, of course, but all the textbook Their problems was problems, like a math problem that said, if Israeli bombs killed five of your family members tonight, and Israeli bombs killed seven the day before, how many total family members did you lose to the Israeli bombs? And this is what their education is all in. What do you think they're going to believe? I mean, on all sides, it doesn't matter. Their passions are being inflamed. It's going to set on course. Can you possibly think that they was going to turn around and love somebody? I mean, after being taught these things, it's not just in that. Folks, it's in everything. The devil is out to destroy all of us like that. He's out to destroy my marriage, your marriage, this way. He's out to destroy our families this way by introducing something that is by nature going to inflame me up to something. And by nature of who I am, I'm going to say, if you say something against my wife, and Lord help us, where do we stop? There's been times that, Linda testified this too, there's been times that we knew things. We knew things. We was entrusted with the knowledge. And we knew that it was sacred and that it was a flame, a fire. And we had to hold it close. It burned. Sometimes it burns. But if you let that go, it's going to be an inferno.
Right.
It's going to tear up and hurt a lot of people. What do I do with this? Fervent charity. Lord help us.
Amen.
Fervent charity.
Amen.
That I've got to love. Let love be the ruling factor of why I say what I say. And that I can commit this to the Lord. If you're here tonight and you got a fire going, my admonition is that you put the fire out.
Right.
Put the fire out. Don't kindle any more fires. Folks, they get out of control really, really fast. Another scripture over in Proverbs. Oh, let's see. Proverbs. I think I want Proverbs 10. It says in 12th verse of the 10th chapter of Proverbs, hatred stirreth up strifes, but love covereth all sins. Can I forgive before it's asked? Can I stop? Can I stop the motion? When I was a younger fella, about 30 years ago, some 30-some years ago, I worked as a coal miner. I was a surveyor. I run a transit in the coal mines. And the coal mines were known to explode every once in a while back in history. And so it was a dangerous deal to be in the coal mines. Well, regulations come in and they kind of figured this. And there was mines that had gas in it, so they had a way of dealing ventilation and stuff with the gas. But the gas in the mines was dangerous, but the most dangerous thing wasn't really the gas that would build up. It was the coal particles that would build up. Very, very, very fine coal particles. And the coal particles were highly, explosive, but they were highly volatile. They lit really easy. They were real fine. And when it was thick enough, when there was enough coal dust in there, and all you needed was a spark to ignite it, and it went really, really fast. And it caused an explosion because it was exponential. You light it, but they expand out, getting more heat and faster and faster, and it would cause a big explosion. And what they did to solve the problem, when I worked in there, it was very common, they had to do what they called rock dusting. And they would do a limestone crushed powder, and they would go in, and it was with the law, you had to have it, everything had to be rock dusted. The ribs, the ceilings, the floors, everything had to be rock dusted to so many feet of the working face. And the reason they did that is because the rock particles would get between, it was as fine as the coal dust, and it would get between, and it would stop the chain reaction. till there couldn't be an explosion. There couldn't be a fire. It couldn't burn because there was an element in it that would not burn. Folks, there's an answer in our Christian lives to these fires. And that's to have enough people full of the Holy Ghost, full of the passion of the Lord and the love of the Lord in their lives, to just be quiet.
Yes.
To not incite. To not take the side. To love fervently. To have a charity to all. To have a charity to the one that speaks bad. Yes. To have a charity to where it's going to go and what it's doing. Because love covers. Charity covers a multitude of sin. In other words, it stops the explosion. It stops the tearing up. It stops the destruction. It's really hard. What's the scripture say about a brother offended? It's harder to win. Once he's been burned, once it's got to him, once it's come to him like that, it's hard to win people that's been hurt, folks. It's hard to allow this to go into a fervent fire and then get burned and they go away and they don't have no interest in coming back because they're burned too bad and it's hurt too much and the problem's there. There's an element there. Yes, there's going to be the elements there. Yeah, there are going to be things said. There's going to be people that don't do what they're supposed to. Yes, there's going to be. But can I be the one that says, no, it won't go any farther. I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to take it any farther what it is. I know there's times things need to be dealt with. But it's after. It's after I've been, deliberate. I've been deliberate. Lord, what do I do? I don't just go run. Hey, I got something to tell you. I need to get this. I need to tell you this and this. And it becomes, no, Lord, help us. Lord, I can pray this out to an answer too.
Yes.
Have you ever known it to help anybody? Has it really been a help that somebody ends up saying, oh, I'm sorry about that. No, that's not the course of nature. The course of nature is to ingrain it deeper and to take stronger and stronger sides. No, we need to be of the place that we separate. We can get in between it.
That's right.
Let me, Lord, be the one. Blessed is the peacemaker.
Yes.
Blessed is the peacemaker. What does it mean? That I'm going to not be the one that says something or have to say something. I told this recently somewhere, but back years ago, I worked on a job and I was with the boss about every day, and knew his wife real well. I went to school with her, and there was something that went from my boss's wife, and it went dun, 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 around, and then it was told to me. And I knew that this. I knew what the circle was. I'm supposed to tell him. His wife said something that was very bad about him, and it's made a circle, and it's come back to me. And now I'm the one that works every day with him. I'm right there with him every day. I should tell him. He needs to know all of these things. And you know, the Lord helped me to understand something. You need to be quiet. Don't let this circle be completed. If it's going to stop, it's got to stop here. It's made the full round. And if you do that, this thing's going to... It's going to be awful. It's going to be awful. By the grace of God. I'm going to be honest with you. There's just something about knowing something. You know how many times I just wanted to tell him? I don't know why we have to be that way. But you know as well as I do, we are. Many times we are, but by the grace of God, I never told him that. It never completed the circle, and he never, as far as I know, it never. And you say, well, maybe he needed to know that. You know, charity covereth a lot of sin.
Yes.
Love will change a lot of sin.
Yes.
And I thought about back during, you guys remember back during COVID, how they, you had a disease and considered a bad deal and can hurt a lot of people. What's the answer to that? And to begin to quarantine off. I don't know how successful all that was. But I'm going to tell you, Some of these things need to just be quarantined off. Just put a quarantine on them. And I believe, if I'm not mistaken, the word quarantine came from the old shipping days, to where the ships would come in, and if the men had a disease or something on the ship, quarantine was a quarter. They was kept the quarters. They was not allowed to leave their quarters. They were going to quarantine them. You're not going to spread this any farther than this position right here. It's as far as it goes. We're going to quarantine this off. This information isn't worth telling, folks. There's information that don't need to be told. God wants us to cleave to that which is good. Abhor that which is evil. Don't tell it. Don't spread it. Don't put it out there. Suppress it. Keep it down. It don't need to be told. You get information about somebody, pray about it. Pray it until the Lord does something about it. But you don't need to bring it out there until it's a towering inferno of destroying and killing people's lives and hurting them. And can I tell you something right now? I hope it's not this way, but you don't have to like me. And you can criticize me. But if you criticize me to your children, don't be surprised if they don't like me. And I ain't talking just about me. Don't criticize the church to your children and then expect them that your words didn't mean anything, and that you didn't set on fire the course of nature. Because if mommy don't like them and daddy don't like them, then why would I like them? Why wouldn't I take them for their word? And what value does it have after that? I've seen that thing happen. And folks, it's no good. It's no good. Charity. Charity covers that. Why would I want to do that? Why would I want to do it? Lord, help me to glorify the Lord. To glorify the Lord. Proverbs 26. It says this, 26 and 20. Where no wood is, there the fire goeth out. So where there is no talebearer, the strife ceases. I don't know how much more vivid you can get than that one. I understand and keeping a fire in the winter at home, and if I don't put wood in the fire goes out. I mean, I understand that after a while, a way to fight fire is to back trail it, right? I mean, you back burn it, and when it gets to no fuel, it burns itself out. You remove the fuel from it, remove the passion from it. Remove the desire from it. Remove all that out of it. Add charity to it. Let charity go through it. Yes. Or divide the particles. Yes. Let it go through. Let charity be what stops that. Put the fire out. Don't let it be an inferno. Don't let your family be destroyed. Don't let the congregation be destroyed. Suppress that. Things happen sometimes. People say things that they don't even mean sometimes. Sometimes it gets going, and this writer knew what the course of nature was. He knew how people responded and how people act about things. It's a natural way to do it. We're cliquish and clannish a lot of times. I'm a family, and we have family, and my congregation, your congregation, and my way, your way. I mean, all that we know in the course of nature is involved in it. But this says, well, there's no tell there. So I hear something. Even though it's true, and maybe it's bad, what do I do with that? What do I do with it? I need a pure reason. I need something pure, not a passion to talk. I need to know what the glory of God is. I need to know what God wants me to do with this. What is this? This information gives me a certain power, a certain thing I can say. Everybody wants to know something, somebody else don't. You want to be the one to tell them. You have to always remember who told you something. No, I got that from. I'm responsible for the knowledge that I get. I'm responsible to handle these things that can destroy people. Our whole social media age is dangerous because we're going to be responsible for what we do. We're going to be responsible. If we're responsible for every idle word, surely we're responsible for the text too. For the things that we put out, surely for what I agree with and what I don't. And what I inflame and what I don't. I would just like to encourage us today to be the one That's the rock dust in between these things. Something that would calm down. Calm down. Statements like, oh, that brother's this. But aren't we all lost without the Lord?
Yes.
Oh, but I could sympathize because I was lost and now I'm saved. I could sympathize because the Lord died for them too, Brother Ivan. The Lord died for that one too. Well, maybe it was a great mistake, but God died for them too. God made a mistake. Calm it down. And then you can say of the passages of Scripture, I've used it a lot, where he said to the servant, after I forgave you this great debt, then you turned on this your fellow and you exacted on him this little amount. After I forgave you this great debt, that we all have that same heart of what the Lord done for us. I don't deserve that, but the Lord did it anyway. Help me to put down the fires. Help me to suppress the fires that come into my life. Scripture over in Romans. I think it's 12. Romans 12 and 9. Let love be without dissimulation. That means no hypocrisy. Let it be true. We make high claims as Christians, as well as should be. There's no higher thing that we can claim to. But we make a high claim of something that it's done for us and something that we are. Let love be without dissimulation. Abhor that which is evil. Cling to that which is good. Don't cling to that which is bad. Don't propagate it, plant it. Don't put it out there to grow.
Right.
Suppress it.
Right.
Keep it down. Keep it down. That's my brother.
Yes.
That's my sister.
Right.
That's my neighbor.
Right.
That's somebody. No, suppress it. I don't want everybody to look at them like that. I don't want them to not. I want them to be so discouraged with this that they can never come back. I don't want them to be hurt like that. No, if it's going to be that, it's going to have to be somebody else. It's going to have to be through another avenue. It's not going to be me that does it.
Yes.
Let love be without dissimulation. Abhor that which is evil. No, that's evil and I'm not going to plant it.
That's right.
Give me something good and I'll plant it.
That's right.
Let me say something good. Let me do this, folks, really. I know Jesus said some strong things to some strong people. But he didn't go around destroying people with what he knew. And he knew it all. And he could have done it to anybody he'd run into. He could have told the very secrets of their thoughts. And he could have lit a fire that would have consumed them up. And he didn't do it. He said, I didn't come to destroy. He didn't come to build a fire that was set on fire of hell. But he come to minister and to bring hope. Cleave to that which is good. There is one last scripture I want to look at in 1 Corinthians 6. A lot of times things is pointed to us, right? I don't like to be not liked. I don't like for things to be said about me that's not true. And some things I don't like said about me if it is true. Because it hurts. Paul, dealing with the Corinthians here, says, I speak to you, fifth verse, says, I speak to your shame. Is it so that there is not a wise man among you? Not one that shall be able to judge between his brethren. But brethren, going to law with brother, and that before the unbeliever. Now therefore, there is utterly a fault among you, because you go to law one with another. Why do you not rather take wrong? Why do you not rather suffer yourself to be defrauded? This question.
Yes.
Where is your desire? Where is your motivation? If the kingdom of God is important to you, then you don't want to see it hurt. You don't want to see it hurt. And in this situation, there was brother going against brother, and they went to the law. And he said, why wouldn't you suffer the wrong? If you was done wrong, why would you not just commit to the Lord and suffer that for the cause of God? If God's your greatest cause, why wouldn't you do it? And you go before the unbeliever, and they look at two Christian brothers going at each other against the law, and he said, that's dumbfounded to me. I don't get it. I don't get it because the cause of God is more important than anything else to me. The cause of God is more important to me, and the glory of God is more important to me. So why would I spread these things? Why would I want to spread these things? If the talebearer quits telling tales, it says the strife stops. Is there not a remedy? What is it that we really are called upon to do in the middle of these things, in the middle of our world now? What is a Christian? What's a Christian? What are we supposed to be? We're supposed to be peacemakers. We're not without understanding to what evil is and wrong is. And I know that if I take this and sow it and plant, that it's going to grow. And I know that if I spread this, that it's going to hurt. And I know that people are going to know about it that don't need to know about it. And it all can be taken care of without all of that. Yes. And it doesn't need any of that. Because nature is nature. Yes. And it will be what it always is. And it will run the course. Yes. And the writer knew it. And when you set on course, or on fire, the course of nature, you can't get it put out then. It's hard to put it out once it starts running, because feelings got to go in it, and you can flame it all up, and all of a sudden this side's against this side, and this side's against this, and this is pitted against this, and you got the politics of this over here, and the politics of this over here, and this is said about this, and I believe this, and I don't believe that, but I believe this, and I don't believe this about it, and all of these things are flared up, and in the world the devil's flaring it all up, and he flares it up on racial issues all the time. It's talk, and it's this, and it's flaring, and it's flared up on different beliefs, and it's flared up on all these, and it's flared up on all of these things. Flared up on all of it. What is our duty? What are we responsible for? To love one another. To love one another without dissimulation. Be the one that steps in between and says, no, I will not hear that. No, I'm not going to plant that. I'm not going to repeat that. I'm not going to do that. I'm going to suppress that in my own life. I remember somebody telling me, somebody started telling them down on this preacher. Started off on this preacher, and I remember them saying, stop. I don't want to hear it. But it was like, I don't want to hear it. I will not be able to think about anything else when they get up to preach. If you tell me. I don't need to know it. I don't need to know it. I don't need that to be flared up in my mind. I don't need to do it. Lord, help us. Tonight, I think that the answer to this scripture, there are some other scriptures there that say similar things, that love covers a multitude of sins. Love will cover it up. It's not hiding it or trying to get away from it. It means that it's going to suppress the outreach of it. It's going to cover it until it isn't manifesting more sin, more passion, more bad words, more aggravation, more hatred, more... It covered it until it does not exist. Yes. You pray for me. I want to be faithful.